Hello, it's Quaggo with Kylie over here. Thanks to coolturf.com.au.
Now, I have a problem, Brian, and it's something that happens once a month, right? It rears its head, and then I go about my business and I forget about it, and then the next month when I do a certain act again, it up pops its ugly head.
Do you know there's a lot of things going through my mind at the moment, one in particular which isn't good.
Yes, I know the one. Mm. Yeah, I'm nearly on the verge of being too old for that one. But what it is, and do you know what, you are darn lucky being a bloke because you don't have a handbag, right?
Yeah,
or right. Maybe you do and you're not telling us about it.
It just depends. You don't see everything
I do. Okay, so pretty much like clockwork, once a month I clean out my handbag because
it just gets
grotty and it gets stuff thrown in it that I just pick up along the way, actually, even rubbish, to tell you the truth.
You do. You're a rubbish person.
I am shocking. Like, if I have, like, a pasty and I've got a paper bag from the pasty, there's no bin around, I'll throw it in my bag, right?
Because
I can't stand rubbish. Anyway, that is another story. So, last night, I had some time. I thought, great, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to clean out my bag. All right.
Is it a bit, when you clean out your bag as a lady, is it one of those moments where you're just like a hallelujah once you've got through and you go, yes,
oh,
this
absolutely.
Feels so good.
Yeah, it's so good for your soul cleaning out your bag.
It is. Yeah.
It is. It makes me feel great. I wish I could do it more often. But anyway, now here I was clearing it out last night or cleaning it out, and here lies my problem.
Oh, no.
I am a serial kleptomaniac. Look at this.
You are.
Okay, I've brought in props. Well, I brought them in my handbag. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
No, now
9,
you have a problem, yeah.
10,
what's
the, 11, 12.
What's the cops
I've
number?
Got 13 pens and one highlighter.
Yep.
Don't you be calling anyone.
Isn't that shocking?
Up
to the Lily Street, mate, where we are in Golden Square, there's a pen thing.
I tell you what, I've got pens for you for the next year.
Well, the trouble is, Pete, that my little container of pens over here. Can I just tell you, Pete? We've got Pete.
No.
In here, I've got one red pen. I've got a credit card, Pete, that's out of date. I've got some sugar, that sugar that tastes like crap. I've got a knife, and don't ask me why I've got that, and some pawpaw cream. You know what I haven't got, Pete? Pens, because my bloody co-host over here's got all the pens. You'll come up here and arrest her. Okay, mate, we'll catch up with you, Pete.
Oh, too funny. These are not from you. These are from various places, and mainly because I'm a wedding celebrant, as you know, and I have to go to the Bendigo Post Office here in town quite regularly, and also the one in Quarry Hill, which is in Flora Hill, and I have to fill out stuff for the BDM, Victorian BDM, and every time I go there, I knock a pen off.
Then you go, please, yeah. Pete, put him on, mate. Mate, there's more charges.
I need help.
Just theft from the radio station. Theft. What was the name of the shop? Because you dodged
I'm not saying it again.
Yeah, there's more charges.
Put your phone away.
Come on, Pete. Yeah. And by the way, check Kylie's car for roadworthy while you're here.
Triple M's Kennedy Malloy.
We'd never sack.